From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. One lawmaker's proposal to establish an appointment system for Arkansas Supreme Court justices appears, by his own admission, to be going just about nowhere. KUAR's Chris Hickey reports.
In Republican State Senator Jeremy Hutchinson's proposed constitutional amendment, a commission would suggest 5 names to the governor for a possible appointment to a 14-year term on the Arkansas Supreme Court. The state Senate would then have to approve any nominee. Hutchinson presented the proposal in the Senate State Agencies and Governmental Affairs Committee, where several lawmakers pushed back at the idea of stripping voters of the power to elect justices. Hutchinson acknowledged afterward that his idea was unlikely to make it far.
I mean, I'm putting forth the effort, but it's still not going to happen. The effort's going to happen.
The proposed constitutional amendment is competing with more than 20 other proposals that could potentially be one of 3 the legislature refers to Arkansas voters in the next general election. At issue for Senator Hutchinson is so-called dark money, increasingly buying ad time during election campaigns for the state high court.
At the very least, tell the voters of Arkansas who's spending $1.5 million to elect somebody. I mean, I think every voter should demand that.
A bill by Representative Clark Tucker, a Democrat from Little Rock, would require the disclosure of sources of money used in electioneering communications by nonprofit groups. But that bill has yet to be taken up. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.